A new 2,400 square meter museum is set to open on New York State's Liberty Island next year. The museum celebrates the world-famous Statue of Liberty. The statue was a gift from the people of France to the United States. It officially opened to the public in October 1886. From 1892 to 1954, more than 12 million immigrants passed by the Statue of Liberty as their ships sailed to nearby Ellis Island. Many immigrants later traveled to Liberty Island and saw the statue up close. At the bottom are the words of poet Emma Lazarus. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Now, a new museum to honor Lady Liberty is on the way. Nicholas Garrison is a partner with FX Collaborative, a New York-based company that plans and designs buildings. He designed the museum.
When we first came on the island, we were moved. We saw people on their knees crying because of what this place meant. And it kind of sunk into us that this is a really special, sacred place.
About 4.5 million tourists visit Liberty Island every year. But only about 20% are able to go inside the Statue of Liberty because of limited space. The new museum will permit every visitor to know what the inside is like. The museum is expected to open in May 2019. Entering the building, visitors will experience a virtual look inside the head of Lady Liberty. They also have a chance to see a recreation of the workplace of Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, who created the statue. Museum visitors also will see the 1,600-kilogram torch that lit up New York Harbor for nearly 100 years. It was replaced in 1985. On top of the Statue of Liberty Museum, visitors can have a good look at New York's Lower Manhattan area. Nicholas Garrison says the museum tries to be inspirational unto itself as its own object, while being respectful to the buildings that are here. I'm Jonathan Evans.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.